Okay, so welcome everyone back to our experience Shabbat Shir. As I said in the newsletter, at least we are going to have four more Shirim of experience Shabbat, and then that's it for the time being. Either we're going to start a new series, or we'll have to play it by ear. I'm still playing around exactly if and when we're going to be able to restart the Shabbos afternoon Shir series. So a lot that's still TBD, but this is the final four, so very exciting and also kind of sad. But I think we need to change it up a little bit. So what I wanted to speak about this evening is the topic of, can I take a shower on Shabbos, which is a fascinating halachic conversation on multiple levels. But I also, as we like to do here, it's a topic that I think also penetrates on a deeper, more spiritual plane as well. And so to deal with and understand this question of taking a shower on Shabbos, there are multiple layers over here. So first there is bathing and showering on Shabbos itself, right? Using different kinds of water, hot water, cold water, etc. Then there's also the pre-Shabbos shower, right? There's an obligation that we have to get ready for Shabbos in every way, shape, and form, which is by cleaning ourselves. That would be an important entity to that. And then there is, related to this, just the relationship that Shabbos has with water in general, which we'll just touch on very briefly. But in particular, the relationship between Shabbos and water is quintessential to when it comes to the question of going to the mikveh, right? So is a woman allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos? And more than that, so just a spoiler alert, of course a woman is allowed to go to the mikveh on Shabbos, and we'll see why that's the case. But can a man go to the mikveh on Shabbos, right? Let's say you have a man whose their custom is to go either weekly or even daily, right? There are plenty of people in the world who have a custom to go to the mikveh every single day. So can a man go to the mikveh on Shabbos? You'll say, why not? Well, if you can't take a shower, that means you can't wet yourself. So if you can't do that, then how can you go to the mikveh? So we'll deal with all of these questions and try to understand what the ultimate takeaway might be from this entire topic. So to answer the question right off the bat, can a person take a shower on Shabbos? Well, the answer is no. But the question is, why not? So you say, oh, maybe it's because hot water is prohibited on Shabbos, right? Because if you turn on the water, the hot water, then that means you're going to be making the boiler in your house cook the water a little bit, heat it up. So obviously that would be a Torah prohibition to heat up water on Shabbos. So you can't do that. So that's true, right? You definitely can't do that. But let's say I'm committed. I really want to take a shower. I need a shower every single day. And I want to use cold water, freezing cold water in the dead of winter. Can I do that? So the answer is also no. But the question is, why not? So the Gemara in Shabbos on Lamed Tes Amid Beis tells us that Amar Rav Ika Bar Chananya Lishtatef Ben Kol Gufo Askinan, that there was a conversation about whether or not a person can wash their body on Shabbos. And they were specifically speaking about washing one's entire body. The High Tana Hutitanya, and there is an argument that can be found in the Braisa that says, Lo Yishtatef Adam Kol Gufo Bein Bechamin Uvein Betzonin Divrei Rabbi Meir, that at least according to one opinion, seemingly the opinion that we're going to follow, the opinion of Rabbi Meir, he says that a person cannot take a shower, a person cannot wash themselves, whether it's hot water or cold water. Again, hot water, we understand. Cold water, that's a puzzling idea. Why should it ever be prohibited to wash ourselves with cold water? What's wrong with it? How could that be a prohibition? And nonetheless, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that Asur lerchotz kol gufo, afilu kol eiver ve'eiver levad. Even if I were to take some water and splash it on every single one of my limbs, that seems to be a prohibition as well. And then he says, and this is based on the Gemara too, afilu b'mayim shehuchmo me'erev Shabbos. Even if I heat up the water on Erev Shabbos, still I can't use that water. Unbelievable. So I can't use hot water. I seemingly can't use cold water. I can't even use hot water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos when everyone knows that was done totally permissibly. How could this be? Why is this the case? So the Gemara in Shabbos further on tells us, why can't we use water that was heated up on Erev Shabbos? Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yoshua ben Levi, Mishum bar Kapara, Batchila hayu rochtzin b'chamin, they used to actually use hot water that was cooked on Erev Shabbos, that was heated up on Erev Shabbos, to bathe themselves with on Shabbos. And, they sort of maintained its heat, however they did that, fine. But it was clearly cooked before Shabbos. But then you had the people who thought, oh, this is a great business opportunity that I can just, open up a shop that I say, I have water that was heated on Erev Shabbos, so everyone can take a shower, it'll be beautiful. beautiful, it'll be wonderful. But then you had the people who said, wait a second, it's not so easy to keep the water heated from Erev Shabbos, so I'm just going to heat the water up on Shabbos, and I'll say that I heat it up on Erev Shabbos. No one will be the wiser. Certainly in the time before video cameras, no one had any idea what you're right, you had to take my word for it. So since there were people who were trying to be tricksters, and they were saying that I'm going to heat the water up on Shabbos, but I'll say it was from Erev Shabbos, so the rabbis came out and said, even if the water is heated up on Erev Shabbos, I cannot take a shower, take a bath with that water on Shabbos itself. So fine. So that is the black and white halacha. What are the leniencies? Is it ever permissible to take a shower, to take a bath, to wash ourselves on Shabbos? So says the Bi'ur Halacha, the Mishneh Berurah, the Chafetz Chaim says, umitzta'er afal pi she'ino choli kol aguf yesh lomar demutter lerchotz. So the Chafetz Chaim tells us that if someone is in terrible pain, not even like the worst pain in the world, but they're very uncomfortable, right? So let's say you imagine someone has like a really, really bad cold or really like the flu or something, and they know that a nice cold shower might make them feel better. So in such a situation, that would be permissible to wash yourself. Why? How? That's a weird. So there's a prohibition, and then all of a sudden, if I'm not feeling so well, the prohibition doesn't apply. So the answer is because this is not a black and white law from the Torah. It's not even a halacha from a derabanan standpoint. Really, it's just like what we call a takana. It's a gezeira. The rabbis say, don't do this because it doesn't look right to be doing this on Shabbos. It's not what the appropriate Shabbos actions are, let alone all the prohibitions that might be associated with it. And therefore, someone who is sick, they can override that because the rabbis never meant to say that someone who isn't sick can't take a shower. We just meant every other regular person who just wants a shower for whatever reason, that individual cannot take a shower on Shabbos, can't take a bath on Shabbos. And this is also why swimming would be prohibited on Shabbos in a regular situation, right? People say, where is it in the Torah that I can't go swimming on Shabbos, right? And so people say, oh, you know, the people get very frum when it comes to swimming on Shabbos. Some people, I don't know if anyone here does it, but it's not the best thing to do. But why not? What's wrong with it? So when it comes to swimming on Shabbos, the prohibition is that people will say, oh, I know Rabbi, I have to be careful how I dry myself, and so people get very frum when it comes to swimming on Shabbos, but it happens to be that there is a prohibition that supersedes all of those other concerns, because Rav Moshe Feinstein writes in his Igros Moshe, v'lishchos b'Shabbos b'mayim, for a person to go into the water on Shabbos, hinei b'nahar u'b'lake, when someone wants to go into a river or a lake, aser mizina, totally prohibited to do something like that, v'kein af b'brecha, imleis lo right? So any sort of body of water will be prohibited for a person to immerse themselves in on Shabbos. Why? Because this is an across-the-board prohibition of being in a body of water on Shabbos. Fascinating that the rabbis were so concerned about this, but this was evidently such a concern, even freezing cold water, one is not allowed to immerse their body in on Shabbos. And Rav Moshe says even further, let's say, fine, a swimming pool, prohibited. A lake, a river, prohibited. All these things are not okay. But let's say I have a bathtub. That's not, is that really in the category of prohibition if I want to just dip my body in the bathtub? Says Rav Moshe, yeah. So even when it comes to a bathtub, even if you fill it with water, freezing cold water on Shabbos, no prohibition there blatantly. Still, the custom, it's a fascinating language, a relatively lenient language, but he says the custom is that we are strict over here and we don't allow people to take baths even in freezing cold water on Shabbos. Now, there are poskim who explain, seemingly based on what we just read a few moments ago from the Chafetz Chaim, that when it comes to cleaning yourself for necessary reasons, for if you're sick or something like that, then it could be permissible to do something like take a shower. So in the Be'er Moshe, it's a series of questions and answers. So he writes as follows: Nishalti, I ask the following question: Im mutter b'Shabbos l'rchutz gufo b'mayim tzonanim? Can I take can I use cold water on Shabbos? Alide meklachas dehainu shower. He says, can I take a shower on Shabbos? He says, d'lachore im nisar shelo yirchutz hashem. Shar, Ein Kan Chashash Af Lefi HaMishna Brura, right? So he says, maybe there's one reason we could be lenient, but then so he goes back and forth, and ultimately he explains that when it comes to taking a shower on Shabbos with cold water, is totally prohibited as well, for the same reason. However, he explains that when it comes to various concerns, various conditions, someone is not feeling well, again, like we explained before, then in those situations, it would be seemingly permissible to take a shower. Again, someone has a high fever, whatever, you want to bring it down, those types of things would be permissible to take a shower on Shabbos. So again, to review, one cannot bathe, immerse themselves in water at all on Shabbos. However, in a very, very serious situation, somewhere between, if it was life and death, of course you could do it. So somewhere between that life and death, and I just want to do it because it feels nice. So somewhere in between that, you would also seemingly be allowed to shower if absolutely necessary. But in general, the average person should not be washing themselves on Shabbos. This is, by the way, where the big question comes in on Yontif as well. Am I allowed to do this on Yontif? So, right, most people I think nowadays have increasingly become more lenient about showering on the second day of Yontif. And the reason why, by the way, is because they say, someone who's living nowadays, so back in the day, they would shower, they would take a bath once a week. Nowadays, we take showers, most of us, hopefully, once a day. Some people even take twice a day a shower. So he's saying now someone has a two-day yontif, let alone a three-day yontif. Oh my goodness, right? So I'm not going to have a shower. So some people say that that is the category of being so horribly uncomfortable, feeling so disgusting that the rabbis were never making a gezeir, and they never made a halacha in such a situation. It was only fine. You have one day, you can't take a shower, big deal. About 3 days, so that's why we're lenient. As long as you follow the protocol of making sure you're not violating any prohibitions, not for right now, but there are great concerns: hot water, cold water, and what kind of soap you use. Again, not for right now, but that's when it would be permissible. But again, Shabbos is just one day, so we assume you take a shower erev Shabbos. You really need one, you take a shower after Shabbos, but you can't take a shower on Shabbos. Okay, fine. What about immersing in a mikvah? So the answer is that when it comes to women, obviously a woman can go into the mikvah on Shabbos. Why can a woman who needs to, right, she's reached the end of her 7 clean days, and she is now wants to become tahor, so why is she allowed to go into the mikveh? The answer is because this is a din d'orais. It is a Torah commandment that the woman is supposed to go to the mikveh, whereas this is a I don't want to use it's like derogatory to say it, like a glorified custom, but this idea of not taking a shower or a bath on Shabbos is a really big, stringent custom that we have taken upon ourselves based on what our rabbis have taught us. So certainly a Torah commandment to go to the mikvah supersedes any sort of a custom. So obviously a woman can go to the mikvah. What about a man? Can a man go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos? So let's first, now that we've reached this point, let's differentiate between going to the, or let's say why a person would ever need to go to the mikvah on Shabbos, right? So you say, big deal, because there's some level of a concern, so maybe just tell the guy, since he doesn't absolutely have to go, tell him not to go on Shabbos. So let's talk about the idea and the notion of going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, why there are some men who have such a custom, and we'll use that to go into the conversation of going to the mikvah on Shabbos itself. So there is a custom that is brought down that some men do go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. The Aruch HaShulchan is one of the places where it comes up. Seems to be based in the Zohar, right? The mystical writings. He says, "Harbei tovlin gam b'mikvah l'taher es atzmam l'kedusha sashabbos." An interesting language. He says that many people have the custom to go to a mikvah, a man to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos to purify themselves so that they can enter into the holiness of Shabbos. B'kol ma she'osin l'chvod Shabbos malkasa scharu harbei mod. And he says, by the way, anything that we do to greet the Shabbos, to honor the Shabbos properly, you'll get a lot of reward for that. So if the custom has developed, he says, a mystical one, albeit, nonetheless, since the custom has developed that some take a go to the mikvah on lichvod Shabbos on Friday, so he says, if you do that, that is a beautiful thing to do, and it's appropriate to continue to do that if that is your custom. The Shla HaKadosh explains that there is a whole order to this, and there is a significance to going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. He writes, "V'achar kach itot siparna v'yelech l'tvila ki'isha amitaris ha'minidasa." He says that a person who goes to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos is quintessentially connected, and almost as if he's just like a woman who goes to the mikvah to become tahor after her nida, so too is a man who goes to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. That's like the same level. Ki ein tuma ke tuma ha'averos, because there is no impurity as terrible as the impurity of sins. So evidently, we spend the entire week, and unfortunately, naturally, we do commit some sins. So since we are so impure by Friday, since last Shabbos, we've done so many sins, so we go to the mikvah to purify ourselves from the sins that we've committed. V'zulas tam his orus hazeh hazocher beposkim shemechuyev litol tziporanav b'chol Erev Shabbos. So he says that's why we have the obligation to cut our nails, and he says also that's why we have such an obligation, or such a custom, that is, to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos. And he says that it's not just some people should do this. He writes, v'kol adam tzarich tevila b'kol Erev Shabbos. Everyone needs to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, because the Zohar tells us that you have to do it. And why? What does it do for you? V'lil bosh ruach kedushas Shabbos shehi ruach chashuv me'atika. That if you go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, it's like you're putting on the holy garments of Shabbos. It's like you're putting on the holy spirit of Shabbos when you go into the mikvah, and therefore it is an important custom to do. And there are several, albeit, more of the mystic and Hasidish route, but there are several different sources that seem to also imply why this is such an important thing to do. It's quoted in the Kedushas Levi that the Baal Shem Tov said that a Jew should get ready to receive Shabbos in sort of like a spirit of Kedusha and a spirit of purity, and that, therefore, said the Baal Shem Tov, is why someone should go to the mikvah every single Friday. And specifically, he writes that before going to the mikvah, one should accept upon himself that they believe that Hashem is the absolute Melech Melchei Melechim, he's the King of Kings, and when you do this, you are properly preparing yourself for the holiest day of the week, first Shabbos Kodesh, and then also they say in the name of the Imri Pinchas that going to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, it serves as a perfect transition point for an individual, that they are able to say that the second I go into this water, I'm leaving the week behind me, and I'm going forward into a holy water, as it were, not just the mikvah, but Shabbos itself. It helps me shift my mindset from the rest of the week to Shabbos that is now upon me, and the mystical commentators bring down an idea that one should try to go to the mikvah as close to Shabbos as possible. So fine. So it's a good thing to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos if that is your custom. What about going to the mikvah on Shabbos? So the answer would seemingly be that along these lines, that if you believe that there is a true significance to going to the mikvah on Shabbos, such that if you go every single day and you're not going to go on Shabbos, you will probably be in some sort of a pain, suffering a little bit, that you're not going to reach the holy level of someone who just went to the mikvah. So seemingly you can go to the mikvah on Shabbos. It should not be a problem at all. However, if you're like, you decided one day that you just want to have a holier Shabbos than usual, and you would say, you know what, or a holier day than usual, and so you say, I'm going to go to the mikvah this Shabbos morning, and you never went to the mikvah before, ever, you know, in your entire life. So to start on Shabbos, probably not the best thing to do, because it's hard to make such an argument. Again, if you become someone who goes to the mikvah every single day, then it's a different story, but for someone just randomly to do it, seemingly there could be a concern, maybe, of this general bathing prohibition on Shabbos. Okay, fine. So with all of this said, I think that the ultimate takeaway is that when it comes to mikvah on Erev Shabbos, even if we don't do it, I don't know what people do here, I do not have the custom to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, but I think that probably the most critical takeaway of that custom is to realize that there is a certain level of obligation that every single person has to create that transition point for themselves from Friday to Friday night to actual Shabbos. That some people go to the mikvah, and so that's a very stark contrast, but other people might do other things. Some people maybe give tzedakah right before Shabbos starts, and that marks the beginning of Shabbos. Other people, you know, do something called davening Kabbalah Shabbos, and maybe that could be a proper way of transitioning to Shabbos. Whatever it might be, everyone should have some sort of a practice that helps them properly transition from the profane weekday to the holy Shabbos itself. Maybe you're not going to the mikvah, but doing something else to mark that transition. And when it comes to not bathing on Shabbos in general, I think that minimally the absolute takeaway that you can take from this is that it's such a spiritually unique day that we say that someone can't dunk themselves into the water. Forget about the mikvah, but you can't take a bath. What an odd idea that the rabbis would ever say that you can't go into the bath, you can't bathe yourself. What is this really all about? And I thought maybe that perhaps you can say that on a very deep spiritual, mystical level, we are, on Shabbos, kind of immersing ourselves in the Shabbos day. If we immerse ourselves in something else, then we create from a mechitza standpoint what's called a chatzitza, right? A separation. Because if we are immersed in Shabbos, and then we say, I want to immerse myself in the water, I want to take a bath, then I'm creating a separation between myself and Shabbos. And therefore, perhaps from a mystical standpoint, the reason why we can't wash ourselves on Shabbos is because that will separate us from the holiness of the day, and we are supposed to be totally intertwined with the holiness of Shabbos itself. So ultimately, our main takeaway is to realize that we have to find something to transition ourselves from the rest of the week to Shabbos, like those who have the custom to go to the mikvah on Erev Shabbos, and on Shabbos itself to realize that the reason why we're not washing ourselves, the reason why we're not immersing ourselves in water to clean ourselves is because we don't want to be separate from the holiness of Shabbos, that we want to be as close to the holiness of the day as humanly possible with no separations stopping us from connecting to it. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bless us to have a beautiful Shabbos this week, God willing, one in which we are fully immersed in not the water, but into the Kedusha, the holiness of Shabbos itself. Wish everyone a beautiful evening and a wonderful Shabbos.